following audio file came from newwineonline.com. Here's Pastor Chris Simpson.
Okay, we're just going to look at three main scriptures this morning. 2 Chronicles 5:12. I want to share an interesting connection I've seen. I've seen numerous people healed in the revival by the sovereignty of God, and the glory of God shows up. It's really, I see the key to healing is the presence of the Lord. In fact, as the scripture says, the Lord was in a house, and it says, in the presence of the Lord, the power of the Lord was present to heal. God's presence comes, and when His presence is fullness of glory, and when His glory comes, that's when we avail ourselves to the gifts. Like I said, Friday night, an awesome presence of the Lord came in the room. Some people heard it raining in here. At the end, I was so overwhelmed, I got up and dismissed, and later the Lord checked me and said I should have, at that point, said, what do you need healing? I believe the Lord would have moved in healing. So, I want to be more sensitive to that. I'm kind of new to this new move of the Spirit, but I want to be sensitive. When the glory comes in, dude, let's just, amen, pray for healing. Sovereign, I think the Lord wants to ratchet it up. But I want to show you a connection between praise, glory, and healing. Praise, worship, the glory of God, then the healing. Look at this connection. 2 Chronicles 5:12. This is, of course, when they were dedicating the temple during Solomon. Watch this. Also, the Levites were with the singers, and all of them, Asaph and Heman and Jeduthun and their sons, and their... This is 2 Chronicles 5:12. All the priests were standing there arrayed in white linen, having cymbals and psalteries and harps, and there were 120 of them. You know, y'all know this is a type of the book of Pentecost, the day of Pentecost, 120. Now look at this. Verse 13, it came to pass as the trumpeters and singers were as one to make one sound to be heard in praising and thanking the Lord. Okay, there it is. They praised, they worshiped, they thanked, they lifted up their voice with the trumpets and cymbals. They said, God is good. His mercy endures forever. Oh, that's praise. Then look what happened. Then the house was filled with what? A cloud, even the house of the Lord. So the priest could not stand to minister by reason of the cloud for the glory of the Lord. Now notice that. They praised God, they worshiped God, and the glory came in. Now we've seen that at the revival, sure, in them that went, they worshiped for 2 hours, and the glory came in so powerful, for instance, of people walking in the room being healed, just sitting in the glory. Now, what happens after the glory comes in? Notice this, verse 14 of the next chapter. I'm sorry, of chapter 7. Just flip over to chapter 7, verse 2. It's the same context. Chapter 7, verse 2. And the priests could not enter the house of the Lord because the glory of the Lord had filled the Lord's house. Verse 3. And when all the children of Israel saw how fire came on the house and the glory of the Lord upon the house, they bowed themselves with their faces to the ground upon the pavements and worshipped. And again said, the Lord is good. His mercy to Saul. There was praise. There was the glory. Now look at verse 14. And the Lord said, if my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven, forgive their sin, and what? There's the healing. Praise, glory, healing. Look at Isaiah 6. We look at three places. This pattern is clear. Isaiah 6, you know this verse. In the year that King Uzziah died, I saw also the Lord sitting on a throne, high and lifted up, and his train filled the temple. Above it, the seraphims, each one had 6 wings. 20 he covered his face, with 20 he covered his feet, with 20 he did fly. And one cried to another, said, holy, holy, holy is the Lord of hosts. The whole earth is full of His glory. So here we see angelic praise, right? Worship, angelic praise, the angels of the Lord. The Lord appeared, and the angels of the Lord manifest themselves in glory and worship, adoration. I believe the angels of the Lord see right into heaven. Heaven is a place of absolute pristine holiness. There is no speck of anything other than righteousness and purity and holiness. And all the angels can do is worship the holy, holy, holy is the Lord, the beauty of holiness. Heaven is a place of perfection. As they praise and worship God, look at verse 4. And the posts of the door moved at the voice of him that cried, and the house was filled with what? The smoke cloud that speaks of the glory. All of a sudden, the glory comes. The praise is lifted up, and what comes down is the glory of God, the presence of God. The priest couldn't even minister by reason of it. Now, the Holy Spirit with the glory brought conviction. Sometimes when the glory comes, in order to bring healing, there may be conviction. There may be sin that has to be dealt with, a prerequisite for the healing. And that's exactly what happened, because in verse 5, Isaiah said, "Woe is me, I'm undone, I'm a man of unclean lips. I dwell in the midst of people, mine eyes have seen the King." So when the Spirit of the Lord came, he saw his wickedness. He saw he was, you know, awestruck at his evil and the perversity of his life, and he just threw himself down. "Woe is me." So the glory brought the conviction. Jesus said, "When the Spirit comes, he'll convict the world of sin, righteousness, and judgment." The Spirit comes. When we worship God, sometimes he brings conviction. He shows you where you've fallen short. He manifests his holiness so that you'll see where you'll repent. Trust me, I just went through this passage where Jesus manifested himself to me and showed me sin, and I repented, and I saw in the spirit world a portal into the heavens. I saw into heaven. I realized it was perfect, pure beyond any conception I'd never known. And I saw the angel of the Lord. I saw this in this open vision of what the angel was going to, "Holy, holy." And as I looked into that portal, I realized there's no way I'm getting in there. I will never get in there with sin in my life. So God was gracious to me, allowing me to come and humble myself here and in context to be purged, and with supernatural, miraculous word of God that appeared under Sherry's windshield, a piece of paper. The scripture said, "I'd passed from death unto life. The iniquity was not imputed to me, and God's made all things new." And that's what happened here. The angel, verse 6, flew and took a live coal from the altar, verse 7, laid it on his mouth and said, "This has touched your lips, and your iniquity is purged and taken away." So praise God. Sometimes in order to receive the healing, it may be the reason you're sick is you opened a door. I believe I opened a door. When you open a door, God is good. He'll show you the door, but he wants you to shut it. You know, one time he said to the man, I think it was in John 5, he says, "You're healed, but sin no more, lest a worse thing come on you." Implying that's what opened the door. Amen? God is talking to us. If we want healing, we've got to pursue holiness. Holiness precedes healing. Now look what happened. We saw the worship. We saw the glory. Now look at this. Verse 10. "Make the heart of this people fat. Make the ears heavy. Shut their eyes, lest they should see with their eyes, hear with their ears, understand with their heart, be converted, and what? Be healed." The Lord is saying, I want to heal. The healing comes after the praise, the glory, and the healing. Last place we're going to look. Turn to Habakkuk. Habakkuk. Y'all know where Habakkuk is? Bo had you here in Sunday school. Let's see. Hosea, Joel, Amos, Jonah, Micah, Nahum, Habakkuk. All right? Habakkuk 3. This is an absolutely fascinating scripture. This is really talking about, I believe, when Christ leads the remnant back to the city after his second coming. But it's very applicable to now. Are you ready? This is amazing. Habakkuk 3:3. God came from Teman. I could talk to you about this. The Holy One from Mount Paran. I actually believe he's talking about Jesus Christ on foot, the Son of the living God, the risen Christ after his second coming, leading the remnant to Jerusalem. I actually believe that's what's going on here. But without going into the prophetic ramifications, it says, "O Lord," it says, "His glory covered the heavens, and the earth was full of his praise." This is a prophetic picture of the Messiah. Notice his praise and glory. The earth is breaking loose. Christ has come again. The enemy has been defeated. It's the earth pangs, the beginning of the millennial reign. The glory is beginning. Jesus said, the glory of the Lord will cover the earth as the waters cover the sea. He says it's in the heavens. It's fixing to come down. Now notice this. He says his glory and his praise. Look at the next verse. 4. And his brightness was as the light. And the margin reads, and he had bright beams coming out of his side, and there was the hiding of his power. You know, the literal rendering of verse 4, listen to this. There were bright beams of light coming from his hands. This is fascinating scripture. He's talking about as the glory was manifest in the praise, there was light, there was power, and the King James says horns coming out of his hands. It actually was power and light coming from his hands. And he says, there is the hiding of his power. You know what he's really talking about here? Listen, an anointing of healing in your hands. And he says, the hiding of his power. Proverbs 25:2 says, the glory of kings to search out. It's the glory of God to conceal a thing, but the honor of kings to search out. There is a power to heal that you have to seek. How many of y'all would like to lay hands and power flows from your hands? Light flows from your hands. I'm telling you, this is a prophetic thing, but it starts with praise and glory. As we praise and the glory comes down, God wants to manifest his power through our hands. When we lay hands on the sick, and the next verse shows the healing. Before him, verse 5, went the pestilence, and listen to the margin, and burning diseases were crushed at his feet. The literal rendering of verse 5 is before him fell the pestilences or the disease and the maladies and infirmities, and burning diseases fell at his feet. That is a phenomenal passage. The glory and the praise. The result is that power flowed from his hands, and the healing is pestilences, diseases, and sicknesses fell at his feet. You know what I believe this means? All these passages is we have our responsibility. We worship. We praise. We glorify. We enter into praise. That's what this revival is showing us, is as you worship Jesus, as you come into his presence and surrender and let it all go. Then the second thing is God will drop his glory into the room. The power, the presence of the Lord. And when his glory is here, then all we have to do. I was thinking today, the passage in the 1-year Bible is about Jehoshaphat, how they defeated the enemy. And when they showed up, all they had to do was pick up the spoils. The enemy was all dead when they got there. They spent 3 days stripping jewels off the enemy. Y'all read that, 2 Chronicles 20? No fight, showed up, the enemy was dead. They just pulled the spoils. I believe when the glory comes, we just pick up the spoils, like leaning over, picking up manna. It's there. The thing is, the enemy, Satan will do all he can to keep the glory cloud from coming in. When the glory comes in, dude, it's whatever you ask, you shall receive. Can you hear an amen? Let's all stand. We're going to worship the Lord. Come on. We're going to worship the Lord. We're going to go into worship and adoration this morning. Come, Holy Ghost. Come, Holy Ghost. Come, Holy Spirit. Come, Holy Spirit. Come, Holy Spirit. Send the angel of the Lord with the tongues of fire. Purge our iniquity today, O Lord. Purge our iniquity today, O Lord. O Lord, touch our unclean lips, Lord. Oh, Lord, take a burning coal of fire from the throne. Oh, Lord, purge us, oh, Lord. Cleanse us, oh, Lord. Have mercy on us, oh, Lord. Convict us, oh, Lord. Oh, we turn, we repent, oh, Lord. Woe is us, oh, Lord. Woe are we, oh, Lord. Woe are we, oh, Lord. Woe are we, oh, Lord. Come and cleanse us. Come and burn away the iniquity of our souls today, O Lord. That your glory would come, O Lord, your Holy Spirit. Lord, your holy presence would come. Lord, come. We forsake our sin. We forsake our attitudes. We forsake our fear and unbelief. We forsake all that's got a hold of us, O Lord. Lord, we turn our backs on evil. Lord, we turn our backs on iniquity. Lord, we turn our backs on wickedness. Lord, we turn our backs on selfishness. Lord, we face you this morning. We cry out to you, Jesus, come with the power. Lord, we're in a dry and thirsty land. Pour out your living water in this place, O Lord. Pour out your water of life, O Lord. Let your river flow, Lord. Let the waters gush from beneath us, O Lord. Let the heavens open with water from above. Oh, let the stream flow. Let the anointing flow. Come, Holy Ghost. Come, Holy Ghost. Power, 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 Lord. Power, Lord. We turn, O Lord, with all of our heart and mind and soul and strength. We turn to you, O Lord. We break before you, Lord. Break us, O Lord. We say no to the enemy. We bind the powers of darkness. Come, light of God. Come, light of God. Come, open the heavens over this place. Open the heavens over this place, O Lord. Let heaven come. Your kingdom come, O Lord. Oh, your kingdom come, O Lord. Kati andala shandalaman. Hati andala shandalaman. Oh, lari kari andala kari andala kari andala. Tell the Lord. Tell the Lord what you need is right now. Tell him what you need is right now. Cry out to him. Tell him what you need. Tell him about what hurts. Tell him where the pain is. Tell him where you're sick. Tell him what you need. Tell Jesus right now. Come to him. Come to Jesus. Tell him what you need. Lay it at his feet. Oh, cry out to Jesus to have mercy on you in the loose healing anointing today. Come with healing, Lord. Come, Lord Jesus. Come, Lord Jesus. Come, Lord Jesus. Oh, Lord. We are unclean in the midst of unclean. Woe unto us, O Lord, for our eyes help us to see the glory of the Lord, the holiness of the Lord. Holy Adoliando Golian. Jesus, 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 Jesus. Jesus, holy andoli andoli andalia. Come, Lord, break the hardness of our heart, O Lord. Soften us, O Lord. Tidala yandoro kolian, chida kolian, chida kolian didiki, holy andediki, Adam. Jesus, tidala yandedika, Jesus. Ola moran chandalo kori andike hori andasika. Lord, let your gifts flow today to the people. Come, Lord, flow with your gifts today. Healing and grace, prophetic, Lord, whatever. Come. Hori shandika hundi kaidamo kayandiki andalo koina. Jesus. Holy andosoto. Jesus. 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 If you need healing, I'd like you to raise your hand wherever you are. Okay. Keep your hand up. If your hand is not raised, please go to someone that has a hand raised. Please. If your hand is not raised, please go to someone that has a hand up. Over here. Please, everyone. I got a hand up. If your hand is not raised, please go to someone that has their hand up. I'm going to pray. Lord Jesus, I pray that your healing anointing would flow right now. If you've got your hand up, you just tell Jesus what your need is. Come, Holy Ghost, right now. I pray that your presence in this room would manifest in the gift of healing. Come right now, Lord. Come with healing. Come with healing, O Lord. Touch, 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 touch in the name of Jesus. 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 We pick the back of the malady. We pick the back of the infirmities. Name of the Lord Jesus Christ. We pick it back. We pick it in Jesus' name. The spirit of infirmity, I pick its power. I pick its power. I pick its power. I banish you the presence of the Lord. Uli shatala montonema. Ula kiyandarsin. I break this infirmity in my body. I break its curse. I break its curse. I break its curse. I command you to shrivel. I command you to shrivel and die. Name of the Lord. Name of the Lord Jesus. In the name of Jesus Christ, Son of God. Strengthen, O Lord, the feeble knees. Strengthen, O Lord, the hands that hang down. Strengthen, O Lord. Lord, the backs and the hips, O Lord. God, strengthen the upper shoulder muscles, O Lord. Come, Lord, strengthen in Jesus' name. I banish the headaches and the back part of the head. I banish it and break it, the pressure in Jesus' name. The stress, I break the mind control in the name of Jesus. I break the power. Any spirit sitting on top of the spine, I break its power. Asthmatic ailments, I break its power in Jesus' name. Through the whole breathing apparatus in the name of Jesus, the lungs in the name of Jesus, the sinus cavities, I break it in Jesus' name. I curse it in the name of the Lord. I curse this cancer that's on my lungs. I curse this cancer that's in my liver. I curse it. I curse it in Jesus' name. I curse every malady in everyone in Jesus' name. I curse you in Jesus' name. Come, Lord Jesus. Come, Lord. Come, Lord. Strengthen. Heal. Holy Ghost, come with fire. Come with fire. Volita shundalandi. Ola shundalandi kiandanaman. Idalamondi dimon. If the Lord has touched you, if you sense the Lord has done something, stand up. If the Lord has done something, you feel the Holy Spirit has moved in you in any way, stand up. If you get in prayer, just stand up. If you feel the Lord has done something, if you feel, sometimes you feel the presence of the Lord in your body, He moves, you can feel a healing or warmth or a witness in the Spirit that God's done something, I'd like you to stand. Okay, just now. Good, come here. Come here. Thank you, Jesus. Lord, we thank you for what you did. Thank you. Jerry, can you have a seat just a sec? Yeah, I see you over there. We bless it, Lord. I pray more, Lord. More. Because I saw something sitting on top of a spine. More, Lord. More healing, Jesus. More. Complete the work in her, Lord. In the glory of the Lord, the presence of the Lord be on this sister, Lord. Come, Holy Ghost, in the room. There is some resistance in the room. There's a bit of unbelief. I sensed it earlier. But that's okay. We're going to have lots of these healing meetings. That'll wear down. Anybody else? What happened? Stand up. What did the Lord do? Do something you can't normally do. All right. Okay. Okay, good. What can you do that you couldn't do before? Right now? Okay, thank you, Jesus. Lord, we bless you. I kept feeling that kind of, do you remember the upper shoulder thing? We bless it, Lord. Come, Lord, strengthen, heal all the way down. Let your holy oil ointment go right down into the muscles and the tendons and the ligaments and the bones. Heal it from the roots up, Jesus. Anybody else? Can you do something you couldn't do before? The Lord, stand up if you sense the Lord touch you this morning. Yes.
You're going to be completely healed. Everything's going to be fine. And I feel that so deeply. And so I felt it already, but this morning when I was trying to halfway talk myself out of coming, and the Lord said, I healed you of cancer. You go and you put your hands on this man and you pray for him.
You've been healed of cancer?
I have been. Also, this morning, a lady friend of mine that goes to a different church, Calvary Tabernacle, We talk a lot, but we never talk on Sunday morning. And she called me this morning asking me if I was going to church to invite me back to hers. And I told her yes, and I felt a need to come over here and explain to her what was happening. Both of the pastors at Calvary Tabernacle have survived colon and liver cancer and lung cancer without chemo radiation, just through the Lord. And they are praying for Chris.
Will you give me their names and information? I would like to go have them lay hands on me. Those are the three areas. Will you lay hands on me now, sister? More. Anybody else experience something? Yeah.
I just feel like the Lord just dropped something in my spirit for you. You know, when Jesus healed, it always said that he had compassion on them. And I feel like the Lord said that, well, first I saw you and these people streamed out before you, and they were all laying down, and you were bending down ministering to each one of them. But I felt like what the Lord said was, this is what's to come, but you can do this now because you have a level of compassion now because of what you've gone through that you didn't have before. Because before, you were a very healthy person, and there was not that understanding and that level of compassion for people when they were really sick and under it and all the things that go on. And the Lord's going to use this as a means for ministry in the future, that because of what you have now, the Lord's going to heal, and what you have now experienced, you're going to be able to turn around freely. The Lord gave, in this respect, that he's given you a level of understanding, compassion that you didn't have before, so now you can push it back out and give that in compassion and love for people that heretofore was not working in you to that level because you'd never been through anything really.
Yep. Makes sense. Anybody else felt a healing in their body? Anybody else? Check through something you couldn't do before. Who was asking for prayer? Who asked for prayer? Did you sense anything? Anybody else? That's okay. I haven't shared this with anyone, and I'm not sure. Well, I probably don't need to share it now. But I, in the midst of all of this trial I've been in, several weeks of just me and God, I had glimpses of the Lord doing a level of creative miracles. Now, I've been seeing them on the revival, you know, and thinking, well, that dude, man, he's, you know, God's using him to change the world. But he went through hell for 18 months, just 18 months ago. That's why he got all those tattoos. I don't know if you know it. That kid, that young man just backslid basically for 18 months and covered himself with tattoos, and even though he had a worldwide ministry. And then he snapped out of it, and God broke him. He shared that on June 22nd, his life. And he said he had to go through that to break him, so he could be used in healing a bunch of gunk. This guy was saved at 18. By 22, he had a worldwide ministry. He didn't have that time of discipleship, dying, dealing with stuff. And my heart's desire is just to have an opportunity to see not just, but the anointing in my life flow out so the saints can move in that. There was a Cheon, one of the leading ministers of healing and supernatural in the country today. They really all kind of follow the John Wimber thing back in the Vineyard in the 80s, where it's all about the anointing coming, but God does it through the people to the people. It's not the great man of God. But what the leader brings the anointing. He brings the anointing. And then the people dip and serve it one to another. Does that make sense? It's not that historically in the old, in the 50s, and everybody came up to the Oral Roberts and the William Branhams, and what God is saying, no, the leader brings the anointing, but the people dish it out to each other. And that gives them the passion to dig their own well so that they can have the anointing flow out of their life. Amen? Because I want the well dug in me, and it comes through, you know, having to face God and deal with your junk. And he, trust me, I'm dealing with my junk. And I have junk in my life. And I want to live a holy life. I want to live a righteous life before the Lord. I want to go to heaven with a bunch of medals on my chest, like a general, you know. I want to go to heaven with a bunch of, Jesus, I've been a faithful and good servant in spite of me. And that's a new desire. I've never had a desire for purity and holiness like I have now. But I've seen it, man. And I hope I can convey that to you. It's really not about healing your body. It's about being holy. About being holy and being accepted of Him. And knowing that He loves you and He has a place for you. And I think if holiness is your goal, healing will follow. Supernatural miracles are no big deal. That little boy back there, I want to see the day we lay hands and God gives him a brand new brainstem. Completely new. Why not? But I'm willing to get on the cross. I'm willing to pay whatever price. So I'd have the privilege to lay hands and see that, like in Habakkuk, the power flow out of my hands. Are you? It's not going to come cheap, guys. You got to pay the price. Do what now? Our kids? Pray for the kids? Oh, cool. Okay, well, we'll go ahead and close with that. Come on up, kids. We're going to... Kids. Oh, we got them up here already. More kids. Are you a kid? Can we pray for her? That's okay if she doesn't want to come. Shirley, you leaving us? Oh, okay. Well, come on, adults. Let's lay hands on these kids. Come on. We're going to go ahead and end. We're going to bless the kids. Pray for fire. And then we're going to be dismissed. By the way, let's change where we're going to eat today. Let's go to, if anybody wants to go, we'll go to Barry's Burger Barn, okay? I just got a straight revelation from heaven on that. I didn't. Got to meet the carnal needs, too. Thank you. Let's all lay hands on the children, Kimmy, before we go. I want you to pray for fire. Fire. Here comes Daniel. Pray for fire in their heads, man. Fire. 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 Lord, send the angel with the coals of fire. Lord, these youngsters, some various commitments to you, understandings of God, we pray you just run the lawnmower over all of that and just drop fire on them, Lord. Just drop fire from heaven. We bless them with fire. 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 Fire the Lord. Fire the Lord. Power of the Lord. Anointing of the Lord. Wisdom beyond their years. Grace. Protection, O Lord. Protect them from the Antichrist spirits of the age, O Lord. Protect their minds from the evil, O Lord. Lord, we pray for the children that aren't here, that this would go, every child under our church covering, bless them with fire, purging, revealing fire. Holy Shitokoli Andaraman. Lo Shitokoli Andaraman. Holy Shikotola Marandere Moson. Lo Beshikotolo Mandaraman. Hidale Andaraman. David, you know that song. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God our Father and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us forever. Y'all know that? I'm going to teach it to you. This is a good song. You ready? May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God our Father and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us forevermore and evermore and evermore. Amen. Last verse of 2 Corinthians 13. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God our Father and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us forevermore and evermore and evermore. Amen. God bless you. Go in peace.
For more audio teachings like these, please visit newwineonline.com.